This is your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. As people around Queens County woke up Monday morning to power outages, volunteers at the Port Medway Fire Hall were busy giving people a place to warm up and get something to eat. The diesel power generator was running so that the Port Medway Fire Department Auxiliary could open the hall to everyone who needed it. They started preparing food at 6:30 Monday morning and still hadn't stopped Wednesday afternoon. Darlene Norman is president of the Auxiliary.
Port Medway is a very special community, and for years it has always looked after itself. Whenever there is an emergency or a power outage, this hall immediately becomes open and there's always prepared home-cooked meals.
Deb Lemon is past president of the Auxiliary.
It's open 24 hours a day until the power comes back on. So even in the middle of the night, you can come and recharge and warm up.
Norman and Lemon are part of a team of about a dozen volunteers who have served three meals a day since early Monday, feeding up to 35 people at a time.
We do scrambled eggs, pancakes, bacon, and then one day for lunch we had pizzas.
Yeah.
One day we did sandwiches up. We did the best spaghetti and meatballs that people said they've ever had before. Yesterday we made pizzas for lunch. We had homemade cheese biscuits. Homemade chicken soup.
The fire hall is equipped to respond so that it can open to anyone after storms, hurricanes, and power outages. A Nova Scotia power crew even stopped in on Wednesday for lunch.
Anyone without power is what we say. Mill Village people were here. There were people from over West Berlin, East Berlin. Everyone knows when it's open, it's open.
It's a place for people to find comfort as well as community.
It's what this community does. This is a real community. It's small. Everyone's compacted because of the way this community is designed. And people know each other. And we have a lot of old folks. There's single folks. It's social. People come play cards.
Mike Vandale lives in Eastport Medway. He was still without power Wednesday morning, so he was at the hall for some breakfast and a game of cribbage with friends.
And it's been fantastic. The ladies of the auxiliary and one man have performed above and beyond all expectations. Fantastic. Camaraderie, food, warmth, friendship. You know, it's a great place to come and see everybody and catch up on the news. You know, misery loves company.
Norman says there are a lot of younger retirees in the small fishing village who have the time and energy to pitch in. Even when they're not offering free meals and shelter during power outages, the hall welcomes the community for a free lunch every Wednesday. That's in addition to their regular dances, bingo nights, and other events. People show their appreciation by leaving generous donations, and Norman and Lemon say management at the Sobeys in Liverpool has also been supportive, giving the group a $50 gift card so they could stock up on groceries this week.
Yeah, that's the community rubbing off on everyone else around us.
Most of Port Medway had been reconnected late Wednesday morning, but some areas were still waiting to have power restored. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.